election tensions in Russia affects ministry, Christians invest in India's future, and continued chaos in post-election Congo creates both questions and answers. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Presidential elections will be held Sunday in Russia. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is all but certain to be elected after years of political wrangling. Thousands are protesting his return. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba expects Putin's presidency will affect freedom.
This time, with all these protests, you know, he will use all other dictatorial techniques, as I say, to hold on the power. And it means, you know, that there will be probably more pressure.
Few believe the elections will be fair and honest. Rakuba says there's only one answer to seeing that change in Russia, a heart change. And that's why Russian Ministries has their Schools Without Walls program.
We're reaching out to younger people, those who are still in law schools, in professional training. They work in a corrupt society, and they bring those moral and ethical, biblical light into that corrupt society, changing that from within.
$48 a month supports young leader training. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, Russia's presidential elections have stirred the nation, but troubles spread further than the streets. Orphan Outreach has a number of ministry efforts in Russia. To keep them going, the ministry constantly has to jump through logistical hoops. But since the election season started, the hoops have been harder to get through, says Tiffany Taylor.
We've really just seen a slowdown in all of the projects, new things and our existing projects. We've been trying to plan some trips and make some decisions. And, you know, the officials that we're working with in Russia are just looking very carefully at working in NGOs.
The slowed pace is typical in any country at election time, but Taylor says even more scrutiny may be on orphan outreach now.
We know that as a Christian ministry working in Russia that we are looked at very carefully, what we're doing, what our work is, and that the other Christian ministries also have that same very close eye on them.
Pray for the gospel to go forward even still. You're listening to Mission Network News. India's Christians are bracing for increasing persecution in the future. A ministry team is employing an unusual strategy based on this question.
How can you use children to fight a spiritual battle?
That's Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Here's what they found.
India has never been more open to the gospel than now, and the growth of churches has really stirred up some of these activists. But we have a ministry in India that's doing this in a really effective way, and it seems to completely disarm the opponents.
The method? Children's Bible clubs. Mission India provides training and resources. The local church does the rest.
There are literally tens of thousands of Christian volunteers who want to do this. They go every day, 2 hours a day, and they get this relationship with the kids and then with their parents, and we have many converts. And in most cases, we end up with a new church.
Demand is 4 or 5 times what they can provide. It costs $1 to bring a child through one 10-day club. There's more on our website. Elsewhere, ongoing violence in the volatile Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has caused thousands of people to flee to neighboring Uganda this year. Even while the upheaval has created uncertainty, it seems it's also created a thirst for truth. Grace Ministries International staff confirms this. This past year, over 9,000 people have responded to the gospel. The team's working on writing more discipleship materials and other resources to give local churches. And the demand for God's Word in Mozambique is overwhelming. Since over half of Mozambicans can't read, though, the need for audio Bibles is huge. Audio Scripture Ministries has made a ton of progress on a recording studio they're building for that purpose, but they still can't keep up with the demand. ASM receives thousands of requests for audio Bibles every month. It's a good problem to have, but it's hard in the midst of building logistics. Pray for strength for the team. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray daily for those listening to HCJB Global shortwave, satellite, and internet radio broadcasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.